Life as We Know It with Tom Walton.
Live long enough and you accumulate stuff. Lots of stuff. Most of it probably should have been tossed out years ago, but for some reason you just can't bring yourself to do it. You should tour my basement. It looks like a museum. It smells like one too. Musty, old, like me. I have a machine down there that my grandchildren don't recognize. It's about 8 inches square. Cords come out the back. Attached to the front is a wheel with numbers. The wheel spins when you poke your finger in and twirl. A fun toy. But when I was a kid, this was cutting-edge stuff, especially when the wheel was added. An earlier version had no wheel at all. You had to pick up the handle and wait for help. The upgrade to a wheel was like going from black and white TV to color. Kids, what can I tell you? It was a telephone. Unlike your cell phone, it was too big and bulky to carry everywhere a person went. Guess what happened? A walk in the park was actually a walk in the park, not a talk in the park. There were trees, there were flowers, squirrels here and there, maybe a small lake. So much to see and sniff and appreciate. There was a time when we were advised to, quote, take only pictures, leave only footprints. Now it's take only selfies, leave unfulfilled. I also found a suitcase down in the basement that is so old, believe it or not, it had no wheels. It's brown with a soft outer shell made of tough fabric. It looks like something out of a 1940s romantic movie. Picture Greta Garbo boarding a train. Nobody would want to haul that thing around today because you'd actually have to haul it. You couldn't roll it. My in-house museum yielded some other gems during my sentimental walkthrough. Old games, for example. One called Ski Cups. Another called Uncle Wiggly. I have no memory of ever playing them, but everything prior to age 8 is pretty much a fog. Old rusted coffee cans. One for Vienna coffee, another for Monterey coffee, apparently acquired during my years in California. How about a bottle of Holy Toledo water? Produced, I think, during the first Carty Finkbeiner administration. The label describes it as the champagne of the Great Lakes. I'm afraid to open it and try it. Similarly, I will never open a can of Billy Beer I found down there. It was a souvenir of the Jimmy Carter years because the president's brother was a huge fan of the golden hops. But drinking it today would, well, probably be suicidal. I dug out two things that are probably of considerable value. One is an antique peanut roaster. I only know that because of the attached tag. No idea where it came from. The other is a truly vintage music box. A little research informs me the thing is at least a century old. The hand crank doesn't engage the gears anymore, although I can still play it by turning the cylinder by hand. But my favorite find in the basement was an old lamp made from a bugle. It would need to be rewired to work again, so maybe I'll tinker with it. You probably have stuff like this in your basement, but good luck getting your kids to take it. If they're like me, they don't want it.
Life as We Know It is written and hosted by Tom Walton and is a production of WGTE Public Media. Life as We Know It with Tom Walton can be heard on WGTE FM 91 every Monday afternoon during All Things Considered at 5:44 p.m. Or hear past episodes at wgte.org/life.